Now, the Law Society of South Africa has urged members of the public and civic associations to formally object to proposed amendments to the Road Accident Fund Act. The Law Society says if approved, it will have dire consequences for all South African road users, and the draft amendment bill was gazetted earlier this month by the Transport Minister. And this morning we are joined by Dear South Africa's Rob Hutchinson to find out a little bit more about what is happening. Rob, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Anisha. I trust you're well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for asking. I hope you are too.
I am, as always, very good. Thank you.
Thanks. So, main amendments to the bill gazetted by the Transport Minister. What are these amendments?
There's quite a few. It's quite an extensive overhaul of the entire Road Accident Fund. As you know, the Road Accident Fund has been susceptible to abuse in the past. It's been poorly managed. It's in incredible debt, around 300 billion rand in debt. And, you know, that's despite a considerable amount of money that the public does pay into the fund. On every liter of petrol that you put into your car, about 2 rand 16 goes into the fund, and that amounts to about 40 to 45 billion rand a year. Of course, that hasn't helped a bit, and here we are with an amendment to try and fix all of that. The alterations are quite extensive, as I said, and they mostly evolve around paying out of liabilities, how claims are processed, how claims are handled, and how people can actually claim and who can claim from the fund. The biggest concern is probably you're no longer paid out in a lump sum, but you're paid out incrementally, sort of a social benefit scheme. Which is quite concerning, because what's happened in the past is if you got paid out for pain and suffering, which you can no longer get paid out for, by the way, then you got a lump sum, and if you passed away, then your family would still retain the funds and be able to live a life without you. That's no longer the case. If you pass away, then the social benefits stop, and your family is no longer compensated.
Wow, so those are some of the implications for road users who may end up in a situation where they need that kind of fund. Other implications for road users as well that maybe are, you know, something that we need to know about?
Yes, definitely. You no longer claim if you're in an accident which involves a hit and run. In other words, if someone crashes into you, you're injured, they drive off and no one knows who they are, you no longer have a claim against the Road Accident Fund. Whereas currently now that you're covered no matter what. If you are a foreigner or a visitor from another country, a tourist or so on, and you are injured in a motor vehicle accident, under the new amendments, you won't be allowed to claim from the fund, which might affect tourism to quite an extent, given the extent of accidents that do happen on our roads. Also, if you're in, say, a taxi or an Uber, and the driver just happens to be over the alcohol limit. And remember, there was a previous proposal to reduce the alcohol limit to zero. And there's an accident and you're injured, you might not be covered at all because the driver was then over the limit or had alcohol in their system, which negates your claim.
It sounds almost as if we are being punished rather than the person who's done the wrong.
It does seem that way, and it just all seems to be around trying to minimize the amount of claims that come from it. While we still have to pay through our petrol fund or the fuel levy that is associated to the Road Accident Fund. There's another one with the medical expenses regarding medical aids. If you're covered by medical aid currently and you're in an accident, the medical aid will pay for your hospital expenses and injuries. And then the medical aid then currently claims back from the Road Accident Fund to cover those expenses. That's falling away. So medical aides will no longer be allowed to claim from a road accident fund, which is going to have quite a dire consequences on your medical aids payments every month. It's going to push
up contributions.
It does push them up quite considerably, and some medical aids might even limit the amount of claims that you can do from it, because they simply won't have the funds to compensate you for that. So it's quite an extensive overhaul. There's so many other things to it that I think people need to have a look at it and really have their say on this.
So, again, you know, we have a lot of people who are experiencing poverty and are disempowered, and these are the people who probably will bear the brunt of the consequences of the of these amendments.
No doubt. Especially those who use transport, taxis, and so on. Those are the people who currently claim the most from the road accident fund, because they don't have medical aids, they don't have alternative means of cover, and they simply cannot pay the extensive bills. And remember, in a road accident, it's not just your immediate damages. You might break an arm or break a leg or something else like that, but there's often a lot of trauma that goes along with that, and just for yourself and for your family, that also all falls away, so you can no longer claim pain and suffering or anything else to that effect. So it affects the poorest of the poor, without doubt, as these bills tend to do, but this one affects everyone, absolutely everyone. Yeah.
So there's also, you know, another issue that was highlighted is that the innocent injured party would still be denied common law claims against the guilty party for the balance of their loss. What does that actually mean when we look at it for a layperson?
What that means is that if the road accident fund payout, it doesn't cover your expenses completely. Mm-hmm. Currently, you're allowed to claim the difference back from the person who caused the accident.
Right.
Under the new law, or under the new amendment, you won't be able to do that. You won't be able to claim the difference back from the person who caused the accident at all. Once you've claimed from the road accident fund, you can no longer claim from anything else.
Wow. All right, but that still means that all road users will still have to contribute, whether it's directly or indirectly, to the fund.
That's exactly. And as I said, it's still 2 and 16 per litre of fuel. You can't escape paying it. If you putting petrol in your car, if you're a driver, you own a car, you're going to be contributing no matter what. And remember, this does go up annually.
Yes.
It's also an annual escalation that does happen along with the fuel levy adjustments. So we can expect to be paying more and more and more. And currently, the fund is seriously mismanaged. And although they're setting up a new management structure and new board of directors, they're still appointed by Parliament, by the Minister. So we don't see any change for what's likely to happen here.
So where can South Africans comment or object to the bill, and what is the deadline for these objections? Because I'm sure many people, after hearing this or reading more about this, are going to want to object to this bill.
I hope so, and I hope many South Africans do actually have this. It's quite an important bill, as it does affect everyone. There's an easy-to-use public participation platform, dearsouthafrica.co.za, and you can have your say there really easily. There's explanatory videos, there's the full bill to download and to view, there's summaries, there's notes, and you can view comments from others and easily have your say. Each person who does have their say, it's official, it's registered with the Department of Transport, and it will be acknowledged and considered in the final decision-making process. That's dearsouthafrica.co.za.
And the deadline for the objections?
Sorry, the deadline is on the 8th of October, so there's not much time left.
Yes, absolutely. Not much time left. And Dear South Africa website is where you should be looking if you want to object to that bill, and I suggest that we all object to that bill, because it's... from what we're hearing, it doesn't sound very good for South Africans, all South Africans, that is.
That is correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
Rob, thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.